Welcome to Mind Your Biz Today on South Florida's only all-business radio station, 880 AM. Today's business world is fast-paced and ever-changing. Gain a competitive advantage by listening to Mind Your Biz Today, hosted by Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage. Janie is a best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire with over 35,000 hours consulting C-suite executives. She will help you navigate today's business hurdles and maximize your opportunities with thought-provoking discussions with CEOs, business authors, and thought leaders. Learn the latest trends and profit-producing ideas for growing your business.
Mind Your Biz Today is brought to you by Vistage, the world's leading CEO organization whose member companies outperform the market. Visit Vistage.com today.
Here's your host, Janie Smith.
Welcome back, South Florida. Good to have you back, and we're excited to be here. We're excited to be part of the 880 The Biz programming, and we're delighted to have Vistage as our sponsor. Vistage is the largest international CEO and executive organization in the world. We'll talk a lot about that in the coming weeks. And our guest, Robert Brands, later in the program, is also a Vistage member. So you will learn over the coming weeks and months that a lot of Vistage members and speakers are loaded with good comments and insights for your business on how to help you grow. And we have a terrific show and interview for you today with some ideas on innovation. In addition to that, I'd like to remind listeners to please go to mindyourbiztoday.com. That's our website. You can submit your questions and your themes. If you have a show, a specific show you'd like us to do on a particular topic, perhaps it's something that your business is struggling with, we're happy to do that. And we really have a goal in mind of this show of helping businesses grow and prosper. We're going to ignore the recession, and we're doing the best we can to bring you tips to help you get ahead of the competition. Also, we want to remind you that our past programs are available on mindyourbiztoday.com, and you can listen to a show if you missed it. The first couple of shows, as you may recall, have been about my book, Creating Competitive Advantage, and how you can grow your business by better identifying what you do different. We've had, scores and scores of companies we've worked with. We're actually talking about over 100 companies that have done this work with us who have increased their close rates 10, 20, 30%. Creating Competitive Advantage shows you how to do that. And we'll be talking about some excerpts from that over the weeks to come as well. Now, today's show is dedicated primarily to innovation. We are in some fast-moving, ever-changing times. And it's amazing to me. Every time I pick up a business magazine or the Wall Street Journal and I read articles about how fast things are changing, companies going out of business because they've lost sight of innovation, companies that are not keeping up, they think that business as usual is going to pay off. It does for a while. Some industries we get away with it, but not all the time. You know, I do a lot of airplane travel. I speak all over the country, so I get to read a lot of business magazines. And I read one in the last week. It's the current edition of Wired magazine. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's phenomenal because the cover is very thought-provoking. The title is The Web is Dead. Pretty shocking. Well, I picked it up and I read it, and I got into some of it, and it's sort of interesting. It says the web is moving away from web applications, and we're all moving to things like applications. And the web is dead, according to this article, is driven primarily by, as they say in the article, the rise of the iPhone and the model of mobile computing. The screen comes to them. We don't have to go to it. You know, we've all become spoiled with just about everything in this world today. We want everything faster, quicker, easier, shortcuts. And apparently that's what the apps are doing. We don't have to search on the web. We don't have to figure out if we're searching right. But if we just have the right app, it will come to us. And I love something the article says. It says, sure, we'll always have the web pages. We'll also still have postcards and telegrams, right? But what do we go to more often? What's going to be the thing that gives us the speed we need? There are people, they use the net, but not the web. Fast beats flexible. That's what the article beats. And I think that is true, and that's part of how are we innovating, how are companies innovating to keep up with that kind of technology. So I really encourage you to read this article, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. It's certainly thought-provoking. It's thought-provoking in so many ways because as we think about those applications, the things we use day-to-day, what's the marketplace doing relative to your product or service? Are you yesterday's news? Are you fast and flexible enough for today's environment? I got to tell you, I talked to all kinds of clients. Yesterday, I did a seminar in Palm Beach County with a group of different businesses. And it's interesting because as we talked about what they do today, by their own admissions, they're saying, wow, I'm not so sure what we're doing is in fact what our customers are looking for. I'm not sure we're meeting the needs today. We're doing what we did yesterday and 5 years ago, but I think we really need to start looking at this. Companies are having to get much, much more focused on innovating their processes, their technologies, and it could be something as simple as one-step process that makes a big difference in companies. You know, along those same lines, I'm going to switch to another industry that I've had experience with and talk about how it's changing. Publishing. I've written a book. Our guest, Robert Brands, has written a book. Lots and lots of authors out there who've had experience with publishing companies. And now what do we all have? E-books, Kindles, iPads. There's lots of ways to read a book without picking up the hardcover edition in the store. And it's sort of interesting because I've read articles. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal not too long ago that talked about this phenomenon and how well are the publishing companies innovating and listening to what's going on out there. There's some interesting statistics that the Wall Street Journal article published, and I'm just going to quote to you from that article. It says U.S. book sales fell 1.8% last year to $23.9 billion, but e-book sales tripled to $313 million. According to the Association of American Publishers, and e-book sales could reach as high as 20 to 25% of total book market by 2012. Again, I just said a little while ago I spent a lot of time on airplanes. And a few years ago, I thought it was kind of neat when one or two people had a Kindle. I thought, oh, that's kind of nice. Some people are going that route. And now I see sitting around me many, many more e-books than I do actual paper books. Is the publishing world ready for this? Do they really understand the impact this has on their market share, and how are they competing? I remember the first article I read in the Wall Street Journal on this said that, I believe it was Barnes & Noble, was the first company to actually have an e-reader, but they didn't think that it was going to make it, or their timing was right, so they shelved it. And then the Kindle came out, and they were playing catch-up. And the same article talked about how Barnes & Noble as a bookstore, as market share starts to shrink for books, they're trying to get into more merchandising. And, of course, if you're staying tuned to that industry, you know, Barnes & Noble's up for sale. And so it's a tough world out there. I talk to lots of bookstore owners as I tour the country and do book signings, and people are scared. People in the book industry are scared. They're watching sales go down. They're watching the markets shrink. And they're really wondering, what are we going to be tomorrow? That requires innovation, too. And how do publishers get behind that? So, you know, there's just, I could go on all day. I'm going to give you one more industry where I see this. And, again, I mean, every one of you is in some industry that is probably in need of some form of innovation. So one of the other ones, for example, the printing industry, printing technology, advertising, marketing. There's so much software out there that's allowing us to do our brochures ourselves, and we don't need the printers the way we used to. And the Kinkos are replacing the traditional printers. There's all kinds of things that are making it harder and harder for whole industries to compete without some form of innovation. It's a must-do. We've got to be looking at how can we do something differently. Just want to remind you that we are going to go to commercial break in a minute and coming back with Robert Brands. I want to give you a quick introduction for Robert before we break. Robert Brands is a veteran of Philips, Kohler & Rexam, and is president and founder of InnovationCoach.com. He has hands-on experience bringing innovation to market. He'll tell you about that. He's got some real clever product that he was part of developing. He's a blogger and regular contributor to the Wall Street Journal community, Business Week Innovation, and the Huffington Post. Brands regularly addresses businesses to systematize their innovation, and he recommends 10 rules to govern that process. We're going to be talking to Robert in a few minutes right after this commercial break, so stay there. We'll be right back. Thanks very much.
We'll be right back with Mind Your Biz Today and Janie Smith after this word from our sponsors.
As the CEO, are you avoiding tough decisions? How can you do more with less? Who do you turn to for real advice? What do 14,000 companies who have unparalleled access to new business perspectives, innovative strategies, and actionable ideas have in common? Vistage. Vistage is the world's leading CEO organization who offers their members business coaching benefits not available anywhere else. To see if you qualify for membership in Vistage, Florida, contact Chip Webster at 1-800-733-4832 or visit Vistage.com today.
Here is Janie Smith with Mind Your Biz Today.
Okay, welcome back. As I promised, we have Robert Brands here with us today, and we're excited to bring you an interview with Robert. He's got this wonderful new book out called Robert's Rules of Innovation. It's a 10-step program for corporate survival. And I just gave you a number of reasons and observations about what's going on in the world and how much we need what Robert brings to the marketplace. So, Robert, welcome. Thank you for being here with us.
Hi, Janie. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're really excited. This is something we want to help businesses, and any kind of tips we can bring them is important. So, again, you know, Robert says innovation can help your business launch, recover, or overcome even the greatest competitive pressures, no matter what size your company is. You know, my book is called Creating Competitive Advantage, and the only way you can create a competitive advantage is to innovate. Well, there's a lot of companies that already have them but don't know them, but we've got to move forward. So let's talk about innovation. So, Robert, why is innovation so important today from your perspective?
Well, it's not just my perspective. I think history in general, if you look at a product life cycle, doesn't matter where you are, ultimately you will crest. And you do need to repeat that competitive advantage that you always talk about. So it's absolutely imperative that you realize, first of all, you are in a product life cycle, either with your product or your company as a whole, and that you renew yourself. And the first and most important part of that is to think about innovation very broadly. I hear you often speak about the fact that many business owners don't understand what their real competitive advantage is. Likewise, every customer I work with, every executive team, if you ask them what is the definition of innovation, it varies. And unless you define innovation as a common definition within an organization, all the noses are heading the different directions or the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So it's imperative you define innovation first.
And excuse me, Robert, and I bet if you go into a lot of different companies, I bet if I were to ask you how many of them actually have an innovative process, what would you tell me?
Well, I would say very, very few. Okay. I mean, few have a process or a one-time process, but it's all about creating sustainable innovation. So let me point out really on this innovation aspect first that you have to think about it very broadly. It's not just about product innovation. It's about service, it's about process, it's about the delivery. There's really 10 types of innovation, and I can talk with you for an hour on that. But that's one thing for your listeners to think about is think about innovation broadly. So then let's think about how do you create sustainable innovation. So I've been in the innovation space for 25 years. In the last 10, I was involved in this small company that created the instant foaming hand soap pumps. If you have ever experienced the instant foaming pumps, the soaps, every bathroom, instant foaming hand soap will never be the same after this. But the neat thing is that we did this for 25 years, and we delivered at least one new product per year. And how did we do that? We really had 10 rules, and it started with inspiration. It's all about inspiration of the CEO, who really built the environment that walks the talk.
Well, let me do this. We unfortunately don't have time for all 10 steps, and
right.
Maybe we'll have you back on another show to do a few more. But let's pick two or three of the top ones, the most common ones that are needed, that are missing, that you think we can start our listeners with.
All right. Well, the first one is inspiration, and that's, for me, very important because it's all about leadership. and creating either that competitive advantage or that innovation. And it starts with he or she who needs to walk the talk. It needs to really be involved. It's not, you cannot delegate this. So that's one of the key elements. You have to have some process, and that's the ideation process and the product development process from concept to launch. But the ideation process, it's all about being very open. Ask all your associates what you can do to improve your services or your product.
Well, how do you get, let me just ask a question.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense to me. How do you get the thinking started in an organization? Let's say we have a company, team hasn't really been exposed to innovation, company knows they need it. So you come in, we assemble the team, we go, okay, guys, now we need ideas. How do you get that started?
I will up you here. I will make it a local example. Hollywood Woodworks, here right in South Florida, was really struggling a year ago. They used to make the high-end Ritz-Carlton bars. They asked all their associates, what can we do with our assets and our equipment? And they, with their feedback, came back and ended up making some church benches. So it's all about creativity and pulling together and working together and being open for ideas from all over and all across the organization.
So their creativity and innovation was making something that wasn't the target market we're used to, but it certainly can bring in revenue and it's something we can do.
Absolutely. And what is important is don't innovate to come out of the recession. You innovate because you have to renew yourself. You have to create this competitive advantage. You have to figure out and try and stay ahead of the competition. Now, the other thing which I will highlight is the net reward. It's ultimately about value creation and the net reward to the company and the shareholders, but most importantly, the associates. Make sure that you reward and recognize the employees and what they do in helping making innovation happen. That's an absolute imperative to keep people motivated and driven.
Okay, and so what else? What is the... You started out by talking about inspiration, and I understand how important that is, and I love what you say about it comes from the leader. The leader has to be involved. I have the same issue when I go into companies as a consultant with creating competitive advantage. If we're going in there to lead a team, I won't even go in unless the CEO is involved. So talk a little bit more about the context of inspiration with innovation, how a leader can get his team really inspired.
Right. Well, let me first give you a great example.
I love examples.
Think about the Apple logo. Think about the Apple logo. Just envision the Apple of Apple. What do you think about? You think about innovation. And I don't want to just dedicate that purely to the CEO, but this was driven by an entrepreneur, by somebody who had a vision and who was driven by innovation. And that's what it stands for. And that's ultimately what you want to have with your brand or service.
Oh, that's a fantastic example.
I mean, and as I said, I use it often in my presentations. I start with that logo, and that's what it all stands for. So that just says it all. I mean, if the vice presidents and managers in your organization don't know what you're driving for to get the next generation product or service done, that there's really something wrong.
So when you have employees engaged in this process, you've got the leader who's inspiring the team, you've got the ideas flowing, and the employees start coming up with ideas. Is there a reward system for employees who innovate? How do you get them to really own this and feel a part of it?
Yeah, and that's very important. The reward system, of course, monetary is important, and I am really a big believer of new product sales, whether it's a service or a product, because you first of all want to make sure it's a good product that sells, and secondly, stay engaged. But as I said before, in 2009 in November, McKinsey came out with a study, and they said it's much more rewarding if somebody can get team recognition, some face time with the boss, or actually lead a team. So the non-monetary rewards are as important. Now, earlier in the program, you referred to some of these tough industries and what are they going to do about innovation. But to start from the last one, the printing industry. I think the one who stands out in the printing industry today is Vistaprint, that is incredibly aggressive in internet marketing, direct marketing, etc., and they are a booming business. And they do everything tailored in small quantities, tailored for specific businesses. So there are ways out. And look at an Amazon. I mean, they have really broadened the online book selling so much that now when you want to buy something, you nearly go through Amazon, although it's not a book. So there, with a little bit of creativity and will, there's lots of sales opportunity and innovation out there.
Yeah, Amazon has become the portal to anything you want, hasn't it?
Right, absolutely. And they're smart enough to have even developed the software now to use that kind of type.
Okay, and then tell me, what should companies, whether you're a large company or a small company, what should you do right now to get started? You gave us a couple of your steps. Is there anything more important than the other? What should they do now?
Yeah, the most important thing really first is to assess. What you want to do is evaluate, improve, and deliver. That's what it's all about. So there is an online free evaluation tool on innovationcoach.com. If you go under evaluate, you basically fill out a number of questions and you get a spider chart on how strong you score in culture and reward system in a product development system. That gives you a good initial assessment.
So you have a free tool on your website.
Absolutely.
Would you say that website again, Robert?
Yes, it's innovationcoach.com.
Okay.
So once you do that, you get a feel of where you might have some weaknesses and start looking at those areas. But the key thing is to really understand and possibly visit the website of robertsrulesofinnovation.com. You can find the definitions of these 10 imperatives and also find some tips. That will give you the top line before you might get a chance to see the book.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your being here, Robert. We'd love to have you back and talk about some more of those rules. I think this is great. Again, the book is Robert Rules of Innovation. You can get it at Amazon.com and some bookstores. So please have a look at it. Again, I want to thank Robert for being here. We want to thank Vistage for being our sponsor. And, Robert, you're a Vistage member. It's been helping you grow, too.
Absolutely. I've been a member for over 5 years, and it's been a wonderful experience.
Yeah, so thank you very much. And, again, I want to remind our listeners, please go to mindyourbiztoday.com. Give us your comments, your questions. If you have a theme that you would like us to talk about, we will certainly bring in some experts on the thing that you're struggling with or would like some a radio coaching on. That's what we view ourselves as, radio coaches, and we're here to help you grow your business. So again, you want to pick up two books, Creating Competitive Advantage and Robert's Rules of Innovation. They're available. Our website is smartadvantage.com in addition to the radio website. Well, thank you, Robert, for being with us today. I really enjoyed my interview with Robert. I hope you got a lot out of it, listeners. There's lots of things to think about how we innovate for our businesses, no matter how small, if you're a mom-and-pop cleaners or if you're a big business. Innovation is essential. Having a competitive advantage is fundamental to surviving. How well is your company doing? I would recommend you go to Robert's website and take advantage of the tools he has there. SmartAdvantage.com, we have some tools there, whether you can test your status and how good you are relative to assessing your own competitive advantages. That's at smartadvantage.com. And I think it's important for us to have the focus on the changing environment. We're in a world that's changing so fast, our heads are spinning. We talked briefly about the web, the Wired magazine article that was out this month titled "The Web is Dead." Well, that certainly made me start for a minute. I took that with me on my last airplane trip and read it and said, my goodness, this is a fascinating thought. We're now so dependent on applications delivered to us that we don't have to go search anymore. What's changing in your industry and are you keeping up with it? We talked about publishing, e-books treading on their turf, and how do they innovate to not lose their business and not become the buggy whip of today. So we're going to be talking next week about issues that businesses face. CEOs, senior managers, what are the common threads that run through every business despite industry that are challenges that most businesses are faced with either all the time or from time to time? Remember, I have 35,000 plus hours of one-to-one time consulting with and coaching businesses all over the country. I've got to be in the trenches with so many businesses, and I got to tell you, it's amazingly common how frequently these same issues come up. So join us next Friday at 4:30, and please visit us at mindyourbiz.com. Send us your questions, your comments, and themes you'd like us to discuss. So remember, next week it's issues that businesses face and some solutions. So please go to mindyourbiztoday.com. I have to correct myself. Mindyourbiztoday.com is our website. Please come back next Friday so we can help you grow your business. We want you to prosper and grow like the rest of us. Please join in, and thanks for joining us today.
You've been listening to Mind Your Biz Today with Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage, best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire. Tune in next Friday at 4:30 p.m. for another great program. here on 880 The Biz.